Chapter 9. Boyfriend Nelson had been arraigned 2 hours before. His bail had been set at enough money to make me glad that over the past year I had made it a habit to keep a chunk of cash around just in case I needed it in a hurry. I got the fisheye from a hard-faced office matron as I counted it out in 20s. She counted it too. "Thank you," I said. "It's a wonderful feeling to be trusted." She did not look amused. She pushed some papers at me. "Sign here, please. And here." I signed while Molly hovered nervously in the background, holding Mouse's leash. Then we sat down and waited. Molly fidgeted until they brought her honey bunny out to sign the last couple of papers before being released. Boyfriend Nelson wasn't what I'd expected. He was an inch or two taller than Molly. He had a long, narrow face, and I would have hesitated to touch his cheekbones for fear of slicing my fingers on them. He was thin. But it was that kind of lean, whipcord thinness rather than anything that would denote frailty. He moved well, and I pegged him as a fencer or a martial artist of some other kind. Dark hair fell around his head in an even mop. He wore square-shaped, silver-rimmed spectacles, chinos, and a black T-shirt with another Splattercon ! Logo on it. He looked tired and needed a shave. The second he was free, he hurried over to Molly and they hugged, speaking quietly to one another. I didn't listen in. It didn't seem right to invade their privacy. Besides, body language told me enough. The hug went on a second or two longer than Molly wanted it to. Then, when Nelson bent his head down to kiss her, she gave him a sweet smile, turning her cheek to meet his lips. After that, he got the point. He bit his lower lip a little and stepped back from her, rubbing his hands on his pants, as if unsure what else to do with them. "Save me from awkward relationship melodrama," I muttered to Mouse under my breath, and got onto a payphone to call a cab. Being a learned wizardly type, I had, of course, discovered the cure for tangling up an otherwise orderly life with relationship issues. Don't have a relationship. It was better that way. If I repeated it to myself often enough, I almost believed it. Molly and boyfriend Nelson walked over to me a minute later. Nelson didn't look up at me when he offered me his hand. I guess thank you. I shook his hand and squeezed hard enough to hurt a little.
Me annoyed alpha male. Huh.
How could I refuse such a polite and straightforward request for help? I took Mouse's leash from Molly, who looked away, turning pink again.
"I don't want to seem ungrateful," Nelson said, "but I have to get moving now."
"No, you don't," I said. His weight had already shifted to move into his first step, and he blinked at me.
"Excuse me?
I just got you out of a cage. Now comes the part where you tell me what happened to you. Then you can go." His eyes narrowed, and his weight shifted again, centering his balance. Definitely a student of martial arts.
"Are you threatening me?"
"I'm telling you how it's gonna be, kid. So talk."
"And if I don't?"
he demanded. I shrugged.
"If you don't, maybe I'll knock your block off."
"I'd like to see you try," he said, more anger in his voice.
"Suit yourself," I said.
"But we're inside of the cop at the entry desk. He probably won't see who threw the first punch. You just got out on bail. You'll go back, probably for assault, committed within 2 minutes of being freed. There isn't a judge in town who would grant you bail again." I saw him think about it furiously, which impressed me. A lot of men his age, when angry, wouldn't bother with actual thought. Then he shook his head.
"You're bluffing. You'd be arrested too."
"Hell's bells, kid," I said. "When did you fall off the turnip truck?"
"They'll interview me. I'll tell them you threw the first punch. Who do you think they're going to believe?"
"I'll be out in an hour."
Nelson's knuckles popped as he clenched his fists.
He stared at me, and then at the building behind him.
"Nelson," Molly urged quietly, "he's trying to help you."
"He's got a hell of a way of showing it," Nelson spat. "Just balancing the scales a bit," I said, glancing at Molly. Then I sighed. Nelson was holding on to his pride. He didn't want to back down in front of Molly.
"Insecurity. Thy name is Teenager."
It wouldn't kill me to help Nelson save face. Come on, kid. Give me 5 minutes to talk to you, and I'll pay your fare back to wherever you're heading. I'll throw in some fast food. Nelson's stomach made a gurgling sound, and he licked his lips, glancing aside at Molly. The wary focus slid out of his posture, and he nodded, brushing his hand back through his hair. He let out a long exhale and said, "Sorry, just been a bad day." "I had one of those once," I said. "So, talk. How'd you wind up in jail?" He shook his head. "I'm not sure what actually happened. I was in the bathroom and..." I held up my hand, interrupting him with a gesture. "Eat your heart out, Merlin." "What bathroom? Where?"